Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. I'm Lonane Lara. Thanks for joining me for tonight's story called He Knows Your Sorrows. If you've ever experienced grief or loss or suffering of any kind, tonight's story is going to bring you the comforting truth that you're not alone. Not only does every human on this planet journey through sorrow of some kind, I want to encourage you that you have a Savior who intimately knows your pain and has experienced great suffering himself. He came to take your sorrows away, to wipe away your tears and give you a light garment of praise, instead of a heavy garment of sorrow and oppression. One main passage for our time tonight comes from the first part of Isaiah 53, verse 3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The whole chapter is mostly a prophecy about Jesus, as is much of the book of Isaiah. It's extraordinarily comforting to know that other humans are going through hard times, just like us. However, it's comforting on a completely different level to know that Jesus, God in human skin, has walked through suffering like many of us will never know. And He knows precisely what valley we are walking through. Because, precious child, He's been walking with you every step of the way. Even when you were walking away from Him, He never left you. He gave you space because He is so gentle and kind and gracious, but He was still drawing you toward Him with cords of love. So, beloved one, be assured that even when you feel alone, you are never alone. Your Lord and Savior knows your sorrows. Join me as we prepare our bodies for sleep and deep rest, and allow your mind and soul and spirit to come along for the journey and relax as well. Let this be the time when you become fully conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit in the room, filling you and encompassing you. God is love. His Holy Spirit is the Spirit of love. The Spirit makes the Father's incredible love tangible to you. So take some deep and gentle breaths. As you breathe in, invite the Holy Spirit to fill you completely. Inhale and exhale. Receive fresh air and expel the stagnant air. The wonderful Holy Spirit longs to expel your pain and grief and anything else that might distract you from His love, so that He can replace it with peace and joy and freedom and restoration. Give Him permission to fill your body and soul with His glory and goodness. Your body is His temple, a far more glorious temple than anything Solomon could ever build. And tonight, you can offer it back to Him so He can make it beautiful and fill it with His presence. Maybe there are other distractions in your space that can be removed before you ease into this story. Turn off or dim the lights. Snuggle under your covers and get completely cozy and relaxed. Scan your body for any tight spots. And as you breathe, gently release those areas. Relax your forehead and jaw. Your shoulders and the muscles along your spine. Release any tension in your stomach and legs. And breathe gently. Feel tangible peace coming to your body. This temple that was bought with so high a price. You are caring for it now as you nourish it with fresh oxygen and expel the tension from each area. Let His presence come. Let Him make His home in you. It's His dearest delight. As He fills you, all stress and pain and anguish must go. When you are ready, let your breathing resume its normal pattern and come to stillness. Join me as we come before the Father and surrender our time to His leading and to His care. Father God, oh how You love us, in more ways than we can ever count. You show Your love to us. Lord, we come tonight and cast ourselves on You. We submit ourselves to You. Guide our every step as we journey through this life. Thank You that Jesus warned us there would be trials and tribulations in this life, and we would have a cross to carry, but that we can be cheerful and peaceful because He has overcome it. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that we could ever struggle through that He doesn't understand. Thank You that He was a man of sorrows, well acquainted with grief, and we are never alone. Thank You, Father, that You give us fellows on our path to be Your arms and legs, to comfort and console us through our sorrows and pain. You don't want us to walk through the valley without brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank You for Your gift of family. Help us to reach out to them for support as they are Your channels of love. And help us be that support for others walking through sorrow. In Your precious Son's name, amen. Now, let's begin our story. I'll read the portion from Isaiah 53, verse 3, in a few different translations, so that the life and character and love of Christ can seep into your soul. Whatever grief you are carrying right now, whatever sorrow is weighing on you, let Isaiah's word sow seeds of encouragement and comfort into the soil of your heart. The International Standard Version reads, "He was despised and rejected by others, and a man of sorrows, intimately familiar with suffering." The New International Version puts it this way, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain." The New Life Version says, "He was hated, and men would have nothing to do with him, a man of sorrows and suffering, knowing sadness well." And finally, the Message Bible paraphrases it in these words, "He was looked down on and passed over, a man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away." Isn't our Lord and Savior wonderful? He didn't just come to wipe away our tears, but He came to show us the way so that we would walk in it. And He does not ask us to do anything that He did not do Himself. He has blazed the trail for us. The Book of Revelation, the proper title of which is really the Book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, tells us what is coming after this present age of suffering. The prophecies are fulfilled. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning, no more. Crying, no more. Pain, no more. For the first things have gone away. Precious one, be comforted to know that what you are walking through right now will seem like a wisp of smoke in the ages to come. Right now, it may feel like you can't bear it anymore. The disappointments and sorrows may feel intolerable. But be encouraged that one day soon, His gentle, loving hand will wipe away every tear. The confusion and questions about why things have turned out the way they have will all become crystal clear in the light of heaven. And while you are walking through this life of ups and downs, He is holding you up. He is carrying you on His shoulders. He is washing you clean with the water of His Word and the baptism of His Spirit. He is never drifting, never faltering, never straying. We might be like sheep and stray from Him, but He is our shepherd, who runs after us and plucks us up from the rocky crags that we slip into. We will never tire of reading the promise in 1 Peter 5:7. Since God cares for you, let Him carry all your burdens and worries. Not to mention the powerful words in Psalm 34:18, translated in the Voice Bible. When someone is hurting or brokenhearted, the Eternal One moves in close and revives him in his pain. Let's pause to praise God now for such goodness and mercy for us. Lord Jesus, we worship you for carrying our pain and being intimately aware of our sufferings. You are unlike any other god or idol that people worship. You did not demand our praise. You do not force us to obey. You coax us into a transformational relationship with you. You invite us to draw near to you. Jesus, you came as a lowly servant to wash our feet. You left your royal crown and came to carry our burdens on your shoulders. You carried a heavy wooden cross meant for us. You were pierced through with nails, also meant for our hands and feet. And you did it with joy. We thank you and praise you. Amen. You and I were the joy set before him, so that he was able to endure the cross. Imagine him staggering down the dusty path to the cross, with pain beyond what we can conceive, all the while thinking of you, thinking of wiping the tears from your face, thinking of lifting up your weary and tired head and giving your everlasting joy and strength, thinking of giving you a crown of eternal life where you have overcome trials and tests of every kind. Thinking of collecting your tears and putting them in his precious bottles to prize for all eternity. Those thoughts and many more like them filled his mind as he stumbled to his crucifixion and gave him the ability to persevere through the pain. So now, whatever we may go through, however unbearable it may feel, we know that our perfect Savior has gone before us to show us the way. In fact, Jesus has given us the victory over every pain and sickness and struggle long before we even come across them. What a comfort that is. We are winners before we start the race. That's why we can be of good cheer. Precious one, let us always keep our hearts set on eternity. Every fiery test and trial will pale to insignificance when we think of the multitudes of millennia to come, which hold no more sorrow. As Paul tells us this truth in Romans 8, "For I consider, from the standpoint of faith, that the suffering of the present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us." And what could be more glorious than the blessed life of Jesus Christ being revealed in us? He has fellowship in our sufferings, taking the sting and power away. And now, we get to fellowship in his sufferings and walk with him, often being completely carried by him. This is when his life is revealed to us and in us. We don't know how others have been touched or blessed by his life in us, even in our times of greatest weakness and sorrow. We are broken jars of clay, cracked vessels for his glorious light to shine through and illuminate the darkened world. Listen as I read the truly remarkable words from Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians in chapter 4. "We do not preach about ourselves. The subject of all our sermons is Jesus, the Anointed One. He is Lord and Master of all. For Jesus' sake, we are here to serve you, the God who spoke light into existence, saying, 'Let light shine from the darkness,' is the very one who sets our hearts ablaze to shed light on the knowledge of God's glory revealed in the face of Jesus, the Anointed One. But this beautiful treasure is contained in us, cracked pots made of earth and clay, so that the transcendent character of this power will be clearly seen as coming from God and not from us. We are cracked and chipped from our afflictions on all sides, but we are not crushed by them. We are bewildered at times, but we do not give in to despair. We are persecuted, but we have not been abandoned. We have been knocked down, but we are not destroyed. We always carry around in our bodies the reality of the brutal death and suffering of Jesus. As a result, his resurrection life rises and reveals its wondrous power in our bodies as well. For while we live, we are constantly handed over to death on account of Jesus, so that his life may be revealed even in our mortal bodies of flesh. So death is constantly at work in us, but life is working in you." Life is working in you, precious listener. You may feel like the shadows of death are coming in you, but that is only a shadow. A shadow cannot hurt you, especially when Jesus has already overcome all the pain you will ever face. The Holy Spirit breathed words of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 and 57. Tell us, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Our Father God has graciously given us endless victory through whatever we may face in this life, through his Son and our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, a Savior who became intimately aware of the human condition and all its attendant struggles, so that he could truly take the weight off our shoulders. Precious one, you might have thought like many of us have, no one can understand my particular sorrows, maybe not even Jesus himself. But this is simply not true. He is your maker. He knows how you tick. He knows you far, far more intimately than you will ever know yourself, especially if you have asked his spirit to come in. Know that he lives inside you, and he is unified with your spirit. Thus, he truly knows your thoughts and feelings far better than you do. Psalm 94:11 says, "The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath." And be encouraged by the well-known words of Psalm 139:1-4, as translated in the Voice Bible. "O Eternal One, you have explored my heart and know exactly who I am. You even know the small details, like when I take a seat and when I stand up again. Even when I'm far away, you know what I'm thinking. You observe my wanderings and my sleep, my waking and my dreaming, and you know everything I do in more detail than even I know. You know what I'm going to say long before I say it. It is true, Eternal One, that you know everything and everyone." He has explored every area of your heart, precious one, and he has delved into the deepest recesses of your soul and knows the details of your dreams and your fears and your hopes and your disappointments. He knows everything there is to know about you, things that you will only know in heaven. 1 Corinthians 2 tells us, "Who can see into a man's heart and know his thoughts? Only the spirit that dwells within the man. In the same way, the thoughts of God are known only by his spirit." So, beloved one, there is no pain you have experienced that he has not walked through with you. He has been holding you and comforting you and giving you his grace to get up every morning and face what each new day brings, even when you wanted to hide and run from the pain. He has been protecting you and carrying you in his everlasting arms. He has given you the strength when you had nothing left in yourself. And if he has done all that through your past sorrows, whether you realized he was doing it or not, be deeply comforted that he will not stop now. He will keep being your savior each day. He will keep carrying you. He will keep filling you with his strength when you have an empty reservoir. He is so faithful to give you everything you need to walk through the challenges. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10, "There isn't any temptation that you have experienced which is unusual for humans. God, who faithfully keeps his promises, will not allow you to be tempted beyond your power to resist. But when you are tempted, he will also give you the ability to endure the temptation as your way of escape." He is so very good to us. He will grant us all we need to get through this valley of the shadow of death. That might be a deeper personal revelation of his love, or his still small voice in your heart. Or it may come as a feeling of a renewed hope or inexplicable peace. Often, he wants to bring other believers alongside you and take you by the hand and help you through the sorrows. Often the ones God will bring into your life have also walked through incredible trials. Therefore, their presence and support will encourage you that you are never alone. They can come along as God's hands and feet, and they can join with Jesus and the Holy Spirit to intercede for you. Be open to whomever He wants to bring you. They may be close to you already, or He may invite new or unexpected people across your path. His plan is so wonderful, and He does not want you to journey through sorrow or grief alone. Even Jesus accepted help in carrying His cross from Simon of Cyrene. We have our cross to bear in this life, yet we are not destined to carry them alone. Remember that all our sufferings in this age are going to be gone like a puff of air when all is said and done. In the light of glory, even the deepest pain will be long forgotten. Romans 8, verses 18 through 31 says, "Now, I'm sure of this. The sufferings we endure now are not even worth comparing to the glory that is coming and will be revealed in us. For all of creation is waiting, yearning for the time when the children of God will be revealed. You see, all of creation has collapsed into emptiness, not by its own choosing, but by God's. Still, He placed within it a deep and abiding hope that creation would one day be liberated from its slavery to corruption and experience the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that all creation groans in unison with birthing pains up until now. And there is more. It's not just creation. All of us are groaning together too. Though we have already tasted the first fruits of the Spirit, we are longing for the total redemption of our bodies that comes when our adoption as children of God is complete. For we have been saved in this hope and for this future. But hope does not involve what we already have or see. For who goes around hoping for what he already has? But if we wait expectantly for things we have never seen, then we hope with true perseverance and eager anticipation." A similar thing happens when we pray. We are weak and do not know how to pray. So the Spirit steps in and articulates prayers for us with groaning too profound for words. Don't you know that He who pursues and explores the human heart intimately knows the Spirit's mind because He pleads to God for His saints to align their lives with the will of God? We are confident that God is able to orchestrate everything to work towards something good and beautiful when we love Him and accept His invitation to live according to His plan. From the distant past, His eternal love reached into the future. You see, He knew those who would be His one day, and He chose them beforehand to be conformed to the image of His Son so that Jesus would be the firstborn of a new family of believers, all brothers and sisters. As for those He chose beforehand, He called them to a different destiny so that they would experience what it means to be made right with God and share in His glory. So what should we say about all of this? If God is on our side, then tell me, whom should we fear? We praise You, precious Lord, that You know our deepest thoughts, fears, griefs, and sorrows. You know our sorrows, but You have taken the sting of death away. You have already won the victory for us, so that our cross is not heavy. Your burden is easy and light. Thank You for carrying us when we could not have taken another step on our own. We trust You will continue to give us this kind of grace through every valley we walk through. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Continue to let deep and peaceful sleep envelop you and meditate on the words from Psalm 139. O Eternal One, You have explored my heart and know exactly who I am. You even though the small details, like when I take a seat and when I stand up again. Even when I'm far away, you know what I'm thinking. You observe my wanderings and my sleeping, my waking and my dreaming, and you know everything I do in more detail than even I know. You know what I'm going to say long before I say it. It is true, Eternal One, that you know everything and everyone.